ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his family had just moved into a Revolutionary War era home that once had served as a city hall and jail. Their very first night there, his mother woke up screaming after a man's voice told her three chilling words: "Get out of my house."
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. We'd love for you to share your real ghost stories with us. And if you, too, are also perplexed by three chilling words being "get out of my house," five, actually, that's AI for you with writing stuff. I mean, I see it all the time on the stuff I do on true crime where it can't do math. Which I find to be very interesting. Like,
is that why it like gives sometimes six fingers and stuff like that to pictures?
It's gotten better at that, but yeah. I wonder. Yeah. I don't like. It seems to be. It can't do like basic calculator math very well. It can in the coding areas, but when it comes to contextualizing it in a narrative form, it's. It can't seem to grasp very basic concepts there.
And it does weird things. Like last year, I think it was during March Madness, I had some questions about Wichita State and, how they're going to go here. Can they go there? And if they win this game, blah, blah, blah. And it gave me this whole scenario. I'm like, but none of that's true because Wichita State actually won the game. You said they lost. And then it's like, oh, you're right. They did win that game.
It's like talking to a drunk friend sometimes where it's like, you can go down a whole path. It's like, well, yeah, but that wouldn't work out. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, they did. I was like, what the hell? I was at the game.
If you're watching us on YouTube right now, which you can certainly do, just search Real Ghost Stories Online, you'd be seeing Carol right now holding up
my cute little dog.
What type of dog is Benji there?
He's a little Shih Tzu mix because you can
Shih Tzu
see
mix.
He needs braces for his underbite.
And if you give a crap about pets, if you love Carol, you too can now help get Benji braces.
Well, I have a question. So he went to the groomer this week, and they gave him a haircut that looks like Karen.
He kind of does.
It's a Karen haircut.
He really
look at that. And if it's just like head on, it looks like he has pigtails.
If you dyed it, he'd look a lot like Kate from John and Kate Plus Eight.
I know. It's like, oh my God, he looks just like Karen.
There's a cartoon character. It's a little girl, and she's got a backpack, and she's got that hair. I don't know what she's called.
Dora.
It's a little bald.
Dora,
yeah.
The Explorer. It looks a little bit like Dora.
Yeah. I think that if you did the purple, made it purple instead of blonde, you would have.
I'm afraid he would, if he was a person, he would be racist and saying nasty things to people.
he's going to go down to the grocery store and talk to the manager, right?
Yeah. Look at that haircut.
That's funny.
I picked him up and I laughed out loud. I'm like, oh my God, you gave him a Karen haircut.
Oh my God.
If you get it angled just right, it looks like he actually has pigtails too. You can get that look from him.
That's Benji, hilarious.
You go look up.
How does he feel looking like a girl dog?
Don't tell him.
Hey, Benji. That looks like a girl's haircut, Benji.
He thinks you look like a girl. He's like, and? I'm okay with that. I think he would be kind of embarrassed if he knew he had a girl haircut. Okay.
Does he ever look in the mirror?
He never. I think he'd scare himself, wouldn't you?
He's questioning your decision making right now.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, I'm hearing what these people are saying. Is this true? Is this like what?
But he looks like a Karen now. So that's my dog. He's like, got his Karen haircut. So I got to come up with a new one. Next time I'll be like, can we give him a different cut, not a Karen one?
If you want to see the pet action of the program, check us out on YouTube and, aw, he's back there sleeping now.
Yes.
Crying himself to sleep.
He's like, yeah, I can't wait for my Karen haircut to grow out.
Yeah, he's just going to sit there. I'm not leaving the bedroom until it's back.
That's basically his way of saying F you, Carol, just so you know.
It's he like walked you away. Paid for it.
Yeah.
You could have gotten it fixed.
He's giving you the paw right now.
He's thinking about it. Yeah.
Let's go to a ghost story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. And here one. Hello.
Hey, my name is Chris. This one's for Carol. Thank you so much, Carol, for telling my story. It was maybe about five or six years ago. I just want to let you guys know, I was living in Peekskill, New York at the time. This is back in 2013, maybe. And I lived in a house that was literally that had pillars just like the White House. And it was during the Revolutionary War, this house was actually used as the main city hall, as well as a jail, as well as, I believe they harbored weapons in Peekskill for the U.S. forces at that time when the British were invading on the Hudson River trying to reach West Point. And so I moved into there with my mother and my sister, and I literally lived, I didn't have the room. My mother and sister got the room. So we put curtains up and I lived in what was the pews, where the pews were for the city hall. And there was also a door, a swinging door that went straight to the kitchen, and the kitchen was the jail cell, I found out. So at nighttime, the first night we moved in, my mother came profusely, just hysterical, just crying through my curtains into my room. And she's like, Chris, there's a man in my room. There's a man in my room. And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? You know, so I grab my bat, you know, and I run into her room and there's no one there. And once she finally settled down and stopped crying after about 10 minutes, he said, like in a deep voice, she explained it exactly like this. He said, get out of my house. And I was like, no fucking way. Like, sorry, part of my language. I said, no way. You know, so, and then things got worse from there. Another time, you know, after this, she settled down. You know, we have a little German Spitz. He's like a Pomeranian. He's so cute. His name is Tazzy James Majestic. He jumped up onto her bed. She felt him jump on the bed. And then she was like, oh, Tazzy. And she felt over for him and there was nothing there. And then she felt off to the side of the bed and she felt Tazzy. She went, oh my God, what is that? And she felt someone like sit down next to her on the bed and also get off of the bed, which was crazy. And then things started happening to me about like maybe like a couple months later. I would be sleeping on my bed and like in the middle of the night and something would touch me in the bottom of my feet. And I would freak out so much. I almost kneed myself in the face. And there's more times where I would go into the kitchen and I would be cooking something and I would turn around to go to the other side of the counter, you know, because I just let go of like the heating pan, you know, the cooking pan, and I would be putting things on plates. And then all of a sudden I would hear slam right behind me, and I would look behind me and I would see the cookie pan still shaking and moving on the counter and then fall off the counter. Another time in the kitchen, which used to be the jail cell, I was throwing out a crumpled bag of McDonald's because it's not too far from us. I was putting McDonald's into a flip lid. I put it down into it and I felt something literally grab the bag from me and try to pull me in. And I freaked out so much that my hand took the whole top off. It went on top of the fridge and it landed on a floor. It gave, oh my God, just thinking about it, just, oh my God. There was another time my girlfriend was over and there was no lights on in the house because my mom and sister were gone and we were watching TV. We were watching actually, what was it with Jim Carrey and Caitlin, what's her name? Eternal Sunshine on the Spotless Mind. We were watching that and I go to the bathroom. She's asleep on the couch, okay, at this point. I go to the bathroom. I come out. I turn off the light. And then I reach down because I hear my dog. He's next to me. And I'm petting my dog. And, I, you know, as I'm petting my dog, I look over and I see my dog, Tazzy, sleeping on the ground right next to her. And I was like, oh, my God, what the hell did I just touch? And I just ran out of that tiny, like, you know, little hallway area. It freaked me out so bad. And I think one of the worst things that happened, which is worse, it was like kind of like a shadow person or something. Some force took over me. It was actually on a Halloween night, which is weird. My mother and my sister weren't home. I was sleeping because we lived in that place. I guess no one wanted to go near it, you know, so we never got visitors there like for like 3 years. I'm sleeping and I was literally drunk off Reese's because no one came. We had the whole bowl and I love Reese's too. So that's what we were giving out. No one came. So I got bored. I fell asleep. And then I just felt like a presence, something just holding me down, you know, like it was pressing on my chest, like something was weighing on me. And so I had to try to breathe. And when I woke up, the first thing I saw was this dark, like dark, big black mass just like right over me. And the second I noticed what it was, it went and it went right through into the swinging door at the end of my bed where my feet are, and it, like right into the jail cell kitchen, you know. And that's why I was like, oh my God, is that like shit's been coming and touching my feet at night. My feet are right next to this door. And we freaked out and we decided we have to get out of there. But there's other things that happen there too. My neighbor upstairs, we would hear this whole place was haunted, you know, and it looks a lot like the White House. We would hear like moving of furniture upstairs all night. And I know the upstairs neighbor, you know? And so I'm like, what are they doing up there? What are they doing up there? There was nothing like, you know, like there was nothing going on because I went outside and I called her beforehand. I said, why are you guys moving furniture at 3 a.m? So I run outside and I realize all their lights are off. You know, it's the middle of winter. All their lights are off. And they're like, what do you mean we're sleeping? And all we hear is like furniture dragging around. I don't know. That's all I wanted to tell you guys. But like, yeah, Carol, you guys, all you guys, your sister, everyone, you know, you guys are awesome. I needed to get this out to someone because I don't want to tell it to anyone else because they're just going to think I'm crazy, you know? So, all right. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that and the house and all of that.
It was so haunted. Like, how could you live in a place like that for very long? It would be too intense.
You might try to explain some of the shit away, but when you hear a voice that says, get out of the house or whatever, yeah, get out of this house, that's a little hard to deal with, I think.
Get out.
Get out. Actually, it's like Amityville.
Yeah.
And it goes back to Revolutionary War era. Was that Satan?
Get out.
Hey, everybody. I'm auditioning for a part in the new Amityville remake. Amityville Diner on Six. It's a haunted diner where somehow, like, one of the rails in the diner came from the house, and then now I'm possessing it. Or, you know, it's like another one of the crazy Amityville remakes.
Diner 666.
At the end of the day, everybody gets to take home a nice commemorative jar of jelly. And it's really a heartwarming story. It's a tale of love, loss, satanic rituals.
And day-old pie.
And coming of age. It's a coming-of-age story, yeah. You know?
Day-old pie and possessions.
Day-old pie, possession. There's a large dog behind a fence. People are hitting the ball over it. And then the kids go over and the dog scares them. And it turns out the dog's really possessed by me.
Oh,
big old me. Hello. And it's not just, somebody's German Shepherd. It's good old Satan. Then I bite the kid. The kid gets possessed. The kid, goes, ends up doing horrible things to the neighborhood. Blows up homes, kills people, hangs cats from trees, all sorts of fun stuff. And eventually, like, oh my God, he's possessed. There's an exorcism. I come out of him at the end. You know, half the town's dead and decimated. But little Timmy is, he doesn't have the evil in him anymore. And, at the end, it shows him walking hand in hand in the beach.
But here's the thing, when you come out of the little boy's body, just like in The Exorcist, you go into the cat's body, like pet cat. Yeah,
I do. That's going to be the sequel. Little Timmy and his kitty. And and it gets, I got to say, it's going to get, there's going to be a scene of bestiality in that. So just warning you ahead of time, it's what we do here in hell. This is how we, That's how we roll, yo.
But there's day-old pie.
I know. Okay,
it's Amityville Nine Lives is what
Amityville,
it is.
Nine Lives. Get out. anyway, I hope you guys see it in theaters and have a great day. Everybody's doing good. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Good old Satan.
We missed that the last 2 weeks, by the way. I tried to play the part of Satan last week, and it just wasn't the same, was it, Carol? Carol actually did some Satan last week, I think.
Oh. I did a little Satan, but I sound like gay Satan.
Yeah, so we went in that direction with that.
Because I'm just a little too perky. And it just doesn't come out. It doesn't sound like the same.
Well, we have another supporter here of the program today. Speaking of homes, this is actually an interesting thing. This is not a supporter, I should say. This is a look at this property. Remember back in the day where you would sometimes hear like the home shows on the radio of the homes that are for sale or on TV and all that. This is that for the property that we just heard about. Take a listen.
Hey there, future homeowners. Are you ready to fall in love with a true piece of American history? I'm so excited to show you this absolutely charming Revolutionary War era gem. Built in 1778, this stunning colonial beauty once served as the town's city hall by day and the county jail by night. Can you imagine all the incredible stories these walls could tell? They absolutely can. And they love to scream them after midnight. Step inside, and you'll be greeted by those gorgeous original wide plank hardwood floors, beautifully preserved and full of that wonderful historic character. The grand stone fireplace in the living room is perfect for cozy family nights. Right where they used to publicly disembowel traitors and let their entrails burn while the crowd cheered. The spacious formal dining room is flooded with natural light, ideal for holiday dinners or for the ghosts of the hanged prisoners to join you for dessert. they're actually quite polite once you get used to the sound of their necks still snapping. Now the kitchen, chef's dream. Modern updates with plenty of counter space, but we kept those original meat hooks from when it doubled as a holding area for enhanced interrogations. They add such unique rustic charm, especially when the spirit of the last man skinned alive here still drips from them on rainy nights. Upstairs, you'll find four generous bedrooms and a luxurious master suite with a clawfoot tub, perfect for long relaxing soaks. Just like the children who were possessed and drowned themselves there in the 1800s while their parents watched helplessly as demons laughed through their tiny mouths. And don't miss the finished basement. The original jail cells make fantastic wine storage or a themed playroom for the kids. Previous owners reported the spirits of executed traitors still pacing the halls at night, dragging their own severed heads behind them. But they say they're wonderful with home security. No one ever overstays their welcome. The attic is a dream for storage, vaulted ceilings and so much space, and home to the very enthusiastic poltergeist of the Revolutionary War Mayor, who was tried, bludgeoned, and then cannibalized right here in the building. He loves rearranging furniture at 3 a.m. and whispering founding father secrets right before he tries to possess whoever sleeps closest to the chimney. Over the years, this home has seen multiple documented family massacres in the master bedroom. The bloodstains have been completely sanded out. Looks brand new. Several full demonic possessions that made the walls bleed and the floors vomit black bile. That's such a vibrant color. Ritual child sacrifices in the parlor back in 1847, and one very active succubus who still seduces and drains the life from anyone who stays too long in the guest room. The backyard is an absolute oasis. Mature trees, beautiful gardens, and that historic brickwork with authentic bullet holes from the war. Perfect for backyard barbecues while the spectral soldiers reenact battles every full moon and occasionally drag a fresh soul into the trees for eternal torment. What a conversation starter. This isn't just a house, friends. It's a living piece of history where the past literally comes alive every single night. Multiple souls still trapped in eternal torment, ready to welcome you and your family with open arms or claws. So if you're looking for a home with real soul, and I mean multiple souls screaming in eternal unrest, this Revolutionary War treasure is waiting for its next proud owner. Priced to sell quickly because, between you and me, the demons are getting a little impatient for new meat. Call me today to schedule your private showing. Homes like this don't come along every century, and neither do their tenants. This has been your friendly neighborhood realtor with Liberty Realty, bringing you the best in historic and deliciously damned homes. See you soon and welcome home if you dare.
You go.
Welcome home if you dare.
Sounds like a lovely property.
It actually doesn't sound that far away from the guy's house.
No, I know, right? No. Exactly.
That's if you want to sell the place.
Oh my God.
That's what you got to do.
That's right.
Liberty Real Estate. And she's probably named Liberty.
Probably.
Oh my God.
There you go.
That just wasn't that much of a stretch.
No, no, not so much. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all the other fun stuff, check us out on Apple Podcasts or Patreon to get in on that. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. And on YouTube, find us there. Search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. See if I can say it one more time. Real Ghost Stories Online.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home 1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.